You're a liar face, and I don't trust you no more.
I came clean about the one that I made up. Thought it was a fun story.
Well, now our kids are going to go blind because you swore in our children's eyes.
I'm not.
It's on you.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And
I'm looking for girls for pussy. Mm-hmm.
Great to be back. Another episode of Your Mom's House.
You did an extra long radio guy.
And you're on the road. Where are you going to be?
On the road again. I'm going to be in Zanies in Gashville, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then Washington Dick Come, DC Improv, November 3rd. Jew Dork Titties, November 4th and 5th. And then one night in Biloxi, Mississippi. Ben Salem, Pennsylvania, and then I go to Danya Beach, the Danya Improv, December 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and then Chicago, this is next year, ChristinaPOnline.com. Check it out.
Check it out.
Try it out.
Try it out.
Ta.
The check it out guy, check it out, check it out. Where are we? I'm on tour. Come see me on tour. I don't know where I am. Come and see
me. He's everywhere. Also, I would like to make an announcement. My lipsticks have finally come in from Italy. So those of you that purchased, were they already sold out, like the first run? It was
pretty wild.
It was crazy. And but now we're in production. So please order it if you want. If you're interested in this lipstick I wear, I finally made my own brand. It's at ymhstudios.com. Christina P's Perfect Red. It's literally made with the best ingredients. It's the most perfect red color. It won't dry your lips out and it lasts forever. I've been wearing red lipstick since I was 13. So I am an expert in such a product.
And we also just hit the store. They might be out, but we did a big reorder of the vinyl of White Girls with Cornrows. The
only
album that I own completely from my catalog. And last time we did a vinyl release, they sold out, so we did another one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I remember the day you filmed the artwork for that.
Yes.
And the day that you found a white girl who was willing to put in cornrows.
Yeah. She danced in like music videos.
Yeah.
You know, like, so she was like, oh yeah, I'll do that shit. And then she was like, this fucking hurts. Like, pull them tight.
Oh, know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember it took a long time, you said.
It did. It took a while. Yeah. And we went to like a salon in a black neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they were like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, are you lost? I was like, I need her to get cornrows for a photo shoot. And they were like, okay.
So good.
Yeah.
What a good time. That was a fun time. We were living in Silver Lake.
What I remember most about this girl is that, you know, I hired her to do this. We had a very good day of the shoot and everything. And that one day, she just unfollowed me on social media. I think I would also, that was back when I would post a lot of horrifying stuff on Twitter.
Yeah.
I would remind myself of that. Like I would, you know, post like very graphic porn stuff or, you know, just like vile comments. And one day I noticed that she was like, unfollow.
You lost your pal.
I lost my buddy.
Your girl, cornrows.
You know.
Su-woo.
Get over it, right? So, a lot to get into. How about we just open the show and then we get into all the talking? Here you go.
Why no masculine man wants an alpha female?
The term alpha female is just a nicer way of saying masculinized woman. A woman who leads, a woman who's strong, a woman who's intimidating. That's a man.
So good.
Welcome to your mom's house.
with Tom Segura.
Mom Segura. And Christina Pajitsi. Damn it.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Pretty cool guy. I like him.
Well, I know. It's so funny. Oh, so I've been finding a lot of these TikTok meme, like TikTok creators. It's all about what masculine energy, feminine energy, what men really want, what women really want. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows fucking shit. You know what I mean?
That's your analysis? Nobody knows fucking shit.
Nobody knows fucking shit. And I think, you know, Cobra Tate, when he got banned from everything,
yeah,
left a gaping vortex in this space of like men and women and what they want and what bitches are and da 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 da. And a lot of I've seen a lot of.
Do you want to know something interesting?
Yeah.
This account has been banned.
No. What else is he saying?
Masculine man doesn't need or want any of those things in a woman. He wants a woman who's soft, a woman who's receptive, a woman who's vulnerable, a woman who's permissive, a woman who follows his lead. A masculine man wants a feminine woman.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, so I guess that line of thinking was a little too much for TikTok.
Too much. You know, they ban me every day. I have to appeal every one of... Oh, Ari Shaffir. We had Ari on, and he was talking about that person he saw walking on their backwards legs.
Yeah.
That got flagged for hate speech or something.
Hate speech. But this is all... Is that TikTok or is that users being like
flagging? That's fucking pussy users, crybabies, who can't handle humor and they flag it for you. Thanks, dickface.
Yeah.
So I saw this one thing on TikTok and it was like, don't buy men gifts. What do you think about that? Because the man's supposed to buy the lady gifts.
I wouldn't say don't buy men gifts. I do think it's more in the nature of a relationship for a man to buy the woman gifts.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that's really just that's nice. Like a feelings kind of thing. Like
what do you mean?
Just like it's in the emotion of, you know, the individual person. Meaning like if you're a woman and you want to buy a man. I don't think you should go like, I'm going to fight that instinct.
Right.
To not do that. I think you do it if the feeling is there, right?
Yeah, I think you're a great gift buyer.
Yeah.
I'm a lousy gift buyer. There's only one gift in the history, and I'm not going to say what it is, but it was a very low cost item I bought you a million years ago that you still cherish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
However, I have bought you many things over the course of 17 years, and I feel like every time it's open, you're like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that stuff is your jam.
Right. I like buying gifts more.
Yeah, you don't enjoy the receiving.
That's true.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate.
What could I buy you that you would be like, oh my gosh, thank you? A tit job. I already know that. Get my tits made bigger.
Trying to think.
Could you imagine if I had a maid mirror?
What could you get me that I would be like?
Yeah, what would you? I mean, you've already got everything. You got a race car now. Bert bought you a race car. You've got a jet ski.
I'm not in need of anything, you know? So yeah. I can't bring that idea up. But also, the thing I think I like most about gift giving, it is fun to give somebody a gift they need, but I think it's more like, you know, it's not about something you need, you know, it's the fun about gift giving is like, oh my God, you know, like, I can't believe you got this. Yeah. I think that's like the thrill of it.
Yeah. Cause I'm so cheap. I don't like to buy stuff so that when you get me this stuff, it's exciting for me. Cause I'm like, I don't give myself permission to buy the thing.
That's a big thing is, you have to grant permission for it. Yeah.
And then you do it. And I'm like, oh good. Now I'm absolved of like the guilt of
spending
the money.
Yeah.
Like you did it for me.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people don't, you know. I don't know. They just don't want to spend the money. I understand that too.
I'm too practically minded. I think I get guilt and practical. I'm like, what am
Bertrand
I doing?
And I talk about this a lot because he's always like, I don't like to spend money. I don't like to spend money. I don't like to spend money. But then, you know, he'll still do it. But he says he has trouble with it, spending the money.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because Leanne.
And she's worse.
Leanne doesn't spend anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because she'll characterize Bert as somebody who spends a lot.
Right.
So I guess it's from what perspective you're looking at.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, huh. I mean, people's relationship with money is fascinating. Everybody's.
I know.
Find it very interesting.
I know. I yeah.
But my dad was a big gift giver.
Yeah.
He loved to get, and like that was how he showed affection, you know?
Oh.
Was like, I mean, you know, he also was affectionate. Like he'd give you a hug, a kiss, but. It was, I think it's something I saw modeled after it, you know?
Yeah. So like, when you buy a gift, it's a sign of affection.
I think so. Yeah. I think I mean, like, you know, I give gifts to family and friends and like, yeah, it's, I mean, if I get you a gift, it's obviously you care, right? Like,
yeah.
Why are you buying somebody a gift if you don't give a shit?
Yeah. You stupid idiot.
Yeah.
You buying someone a
moron.
Fucking gift, you retard.
Yeah.
No, I love you, you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Speaking of awesome stuff.
Sure, go ahead.
We got this follow-up email.
Okay.
Update on Garth's jet. Do you remember we played
yes.
the Garth jet?
Yeah.
Do we have it here? It probably isn't here, right? Yeah. So this was a couple weeks ago, we showed you that Garth's jet, or one that he charters, I don't know if he owns it or charters it, had a big, huge shit stain on the rug in the bathroom, or I don't know if it's the carpet or I think it's the carpet in the bathroom, like a massive shit stain, right?
Yeah.
So this is on the jet. And I don't know, there's shit specks everywhere. Oh my God. But the carpet had just an incredible amount of, oh
yeah,
man. It's just like gross. Somebody's bowels just exploded all over the room, you know?
Yeah.
Here's the update. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You can come on in. This is going to make us have a shit stain too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
Oh
my God.
Okay. Just to update, the stain would not come out of the carpet with an industrial steam cleaning carpet cleaner. He took the plane to Ireland with the shit stain still on it. He sold 400,000 tickets in a weekend in Ireland.
Wow.
It's like deep in the carpet, and we told him it either had to be replaced or do a treatment that would take several days to cure, and they didn't want to do either of those things.
Wow.
Someone who manages his stuff here at the hangar watches YMH. My boss billed them for the work, and they immediately paid it and told us not to expect the business anymore. So I think we had also talked about the fact that somebody said they weren't keen on paying their bills or something,
what?
Right? That's what someone said. That the guy who emailed us had said that he was not great about paying the bills. So they were like, here's the bill paid.
Amazing.
You're not going to get our business anymore.
Amazing. Also,
go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw this, the audience, but this story has been picked up in the media, the article that I sent you.
Cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
What's that?
I sent it to you in Agent Jeans, remember?
Oh.
Do you have it?
You're asking me if I have it?
Because I texted it to you guys and I think I... Shit.
Garth Brooks shirts plane.
Shirts plane.
That's not the art. That's not. Are you talking about the pooping or no?
No, I erased the text exchange.
It's a. Oh, you're talking about Garth being a murderer.
Yeah, that got picked up in the media now.
Yeah, that's been tracking for a while.
But somebody wrote a story about us and YMH and the whole.
I like that.
It's pretty crazy.
It is pretty cool. It is.
That's just the power of the mommies.
Yeah, yeah. Now there's a new article about why the internet is calling him a mass murderer. Yeah, if you put Garth Brooks murderer, I'm sure somewhere on the...
here it is.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one there. Yep. The internet seems to really believe that Garth Brooks could be a murderer. Yeah.
Let the conversation begin.
That's us.
Yeah. That is. That's our contribution to society.
That's us. This is an article from Distractify.
Yeah.
Someone brought this to my attention And it's like, what is up with this rumor? You won't believe how Garth murderer conspiracy began. Yeah. YMH Studios
yeah.
posted a video where they imply that Garth was a murderer with hundreds of bodies on his property.
And it kind of took off
comedic,
from there.
It took off. Yeah. Hilarious. Garth's comment section is always filled with people asking him, where are the bodies?
Oh, I'm fully invisible again on his page. So I left a comment on something he posted a little while ago. I think I sent it to you guys that 10 hours later, I went back to it. And I was one of the first people to post. I had a notification, obviously. And I was one of the first people to post. 10 hours later, there were zero likes or comments under my comment, which means nobody can see it, you know? Yeah.
It's taken on a whole level. And it's like, at some point, Garth's going to have to address it.
So I always wonder if he thinks it's funny in any way.
I'd love to find out, Garth. I wish you would come on the show and speak to us and let's put these rumors to rest, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, I understand he's a busy guy, but geez.
You want to see somebody who may be dead?
No. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
How crazy is this?
Holy fuck! What the fuck? What the fuck? Wow! Il vient nous rentrer dedans, Monsieur l'agent! Il vient nous rentrer dedans, Monsieur l'agent!
That is insane.
Damn.
That boat straight up gunned for him.
Yep.
And hit it and just kept fucking... That's
crazy. He's on a pontoon, too.
He
can't go fast. Well, remember we were on Lake Austin? We've seen people drive like maniacs on with their boats. They get drunk and they go crazy out there, dude.
I wonder if that was a guy who was drunk and that's why he did that.
They're crazy, man.
Fucking unreal.
That's so scary. It's like you can't just get away from somebody like that.
I know.
You know, I'm always afraid of swimming in Lake Austin out there with all the boats. Like, how do I not get hit? You know what I mean? Like, if you're swimming and then the boats come by and then they'll just hit your head, right?
I mean, you don't want to be out in the middle.
Not that's in the middle.
You probably want to go into one of the canals or something, one of those channels off to the side. Yeah. Less traffic.
Yeah. Yeah.
No wake zones.
Yeah, no wake zones.
I wouldn't drop anchor in the middle of the lake and be like, I'm going to swim here. I don't think I would do that.
But I've seen people do it.
Usually people in the middle are like have just fallen off, you know, from like wakeboarding or something. But yeah, it's always, it is something you have to pay. People die like that every year, for sure.
So many deaths, I bet.
Speaking of accidents.
Yeah.
This is pretty wild.
Pretty crazy.
Why don't you go ahead?
I'll go ahead. I was taking the boys to school last week. I was turning onto a major highway with our boys in the car. And it was my green arrow to go, and a guy blew the red light and fucking crushed right in. It was just like that and took off.
Yeah.
Took off. So
and
I had,
took off the whole front end of your car.
Yeah, it was really scary. Thankfully, the boys were okay. We got hit in the front left, so my arm is still messed up. Like, it hit, messed up my arm. They took off. I got off of the major highway, pulled to the side of the road.
Wait, he didn't hit the front right?
I'm sorry, the front right. Okay. The front passenger side. Yeah. Yeah. And so we pull over and we're all just stunned. The kids are like, what's going on? Everything okay? I'm like, we're okay. We just got hit. I was explaining to them what was happening. And then out of nowhere, this Texan rolls up in a yellow car and he gets out and he's like, ma'am, I chased down the men who hit you and I brought them here. And I was like, fucking what? I was like, who are you? And he goes, my name is Skip. And I was like, Skip, you're a true Texan hero. He took a photograph of them. He saw the whole thing, took a photo of their car and everything, and chased them, and then was like held up his phone like, I got you, assholes. I got you. So you better pull over. And then they followed him, and we called the police, and they took a full report. But shout out to Skip the Texan for saving the day.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Thank God for people like Skip. And I wonder if those guys that hit you have been deported or not. But that is some real like Texas hospitality,
it's
isn't true. It?
It was so rad. It was so rad. Well, he's right. It was a truck full of presuming illegal immigrants, which might be why they took off. What?
You don't have to give it away directly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, are we going there?
Well, we did, but you don't have to actually spell it out.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Anyway, the guy brought them to me, and I thought that was so special and just so Texas. And like, how fucking amazing. When has anyone ever done that for you?
Yeah.
I know. Was so special.
It feels like old school American. Like,
yeah.
This is the right thing to do, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah. He was great. So I have to send him a thank you gift.
Do you have his information?
I sure do.
Oh, yeah. You have to. Yeah.
I got to send him something.
Sometimes you have to say thank you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you say something courteous. And somebody doesn't acknowledge you, and that is equally upsetting.
It's equally upsetting. So then I was in the aeropuerto. It was like 7 a.m. And I noticed the cashier and the Hudson News I was in sneezed. And so I go, bless you. Silence. And then again, she sneezes. And I go, bless you. I say it louder, like maybe she didn't hear the first time. Silence. I blessed her twice.
And no acknowledgement.
I mean, is that not the rudest thing you've ever heard in your life?
She should be deported too.
She should fucking come to think of it. She wasn't American.
Maybe she didn't speak great English.
She did, because then I was like, we had an exchange. She spoke enough English. But I'm like, bitch, you didn't hear me say bless you twice, you fucking liar. Like, if I bless you, you should say fucking thank you. I mean, I've never had that happen to me where somebody just flat out ignored the bless you.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen?
Flat out ignored a bless you? I think so. Sometimes, though, you know, also if you're moving, let's say you're walking and someone's, and you're like, bless you. It's like quick. Sometimes, you know, I'm a soft talker. A lot of times what I say is not caught because I don't speak loudly enough.
Yeah.
You have to also give a room for people to be kind of zoned out, which is I can also be guilty of, you know, just like your mind's. You know, they don't, what's that? And you're like, oh, I said bless you. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
An overt, like the one that also is kind of weird to me is holding the door open for someone.
Oh my God. And they don't say thank you?
Come on.
That makes me crazy.
Basic courtesy.
Basic courtesy. That makes me crazy. Our youngest son doesn't like it when I bless other children.
That is the best thing I've ever heard him say. He said,
he got so mad.
He goes, you can say bless you to grownups, but if you say bless you to another kid, you're in big trouble. Yeah. He's like, and I will be very, very mad. You
he
say
was.
Bless you to me and my brother only, not other kids.
Because we were in a toy store and some little kid sneezed and I go, God bless you. And he's like, don't say it to another kid.
It was fucking wild.
Really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's real possessive of mommy.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't want you extending that courtesy to another child.
Hell no, dude.
And he went on it wasn't like kind of, and then he went in the car. He was like, just to be clear, you say bless you to me and my brother only and grownups, not other kids, or big, big trouble.
He was so upset with me.
Yeah.
It's super cute though. You've been hanging out a lot with them lately.
Yeah, I was home for a minute. So that was kind of fun. Yeah. Those dudes are fucking crazy.
Were they torturing you a lot?
Yeah, of course.
Jumping on you.
Jumping, kicking. Yeah.
So fucking mean,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Little sadist.
But we had a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, good.
Took them out. Man, they're treat hounds too. They're just like all day.
Fucking all day. You just have to know, stop eating sugar. No.
I know.
Because I think about when I lived with my dad, or, you know, he basically just let me roam the streets like a dog. And I would eat an entire box of popsicles
but
in
it's
one
funny
day.
Because the big boy, like, our older kid is six. He actually does this thing. He's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm fine. Thank you. I've eaten enough. I'm like, all right. And the little guy's like, I brought some more. And then you just see like chocolate like all over his face. He's like, I'd like it more, please. Just keep, has no, it never stops.
Never stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll eat himself sick.
Yeah.
Like a fucking dog. But the 6-year-old is more like, it's a good amount.
Yeah. It's a temperament thing. Cause I treated them both. I never made sugar a big deal in the house. I never wanted it to be like, I have a relative. The parents were very restrictive.
Oh,
you can't, no television, no sugar. And, you know, that person ended up just being overweight and a fucking weirdo. So, like, let your kids do shit. Don't be a weirdo.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But think about, remember when you were a kid? Like, dude, I could seriously eat an entire box of shit, like, on my own.
Yeah.
I could eat candy and sugar all day. I could eat it when I was sick. I remember one time having like a high fever and my dad threw me a pack of Skittles and I was like, cool, I'm going to eat these like right now. Like what?
That's how he cured a fever.
Oh my God. I was sick. I'll never forget.
It's a real dad move.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You're sick?
I was
eat this candy.
I was like 10 or 9. I was living with him and I stayed home from school sick with like a cold and like a flu. He literally threw me a pack of Skittles and like Sudafed and was like, all right, I'll see you after work. I just took care of myself.
How old?
Like 9 or 10, all day, just all day alone. Isn't that crazy?
It's insane.
But they did it. They had to do it a lot because both my parents worked. So I would just stay home alone.
They're like, what?
Sick.
You're fine.
You're fine. Just take these drugs. I'll see you in 8 hours. Or sometimes he would just.
What would you do? Just watch TV?
All day.
Yeah.
MTV, all day. And then he would, one time, I remember this so clearly. I was like a little older, like maybe 12. And I had a cold too. And he's like, all right. So he put a space heater in my room, cranked it all the way up, shut the door, and was like, just take a nap. See you later. And I was like, it's so hot in here. Oh,
sweat it out.
Just sweat it out. He did. I was like, all right.
Oh my God.
Did your dad ever take care of you when you were sick? Or that was a mom thing?
Yeah, I think it was definitely more a mom thing. I mean, you know, he would bring you. Probably what she, you know, mom made soup or mom said to take this, you know.
Did she do Peruvian remedies on you? Like rub garlic on a towel and rub that on your face or any weird Latin cures?
Not really. I mean, she had that whole thing of like, it's raining, you know.
Yeah.
That's some
I
real
hate
Hispanic
that
panic.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, you go outside, it rains, you have pneumonia. And you're like, that's not how that works.
It's not how it works.
Rain, like pneumonia doesn't come on because of rain.
Nope.
You know.
My mother,
it's raining, you get the cold. I'm like, nope, that's not how colds work.
My My mother would always say, don't go out with wet hair. You're going to get your disease or cold. You're like, even that's not going to do
it's
it.
It's not how colds work.
Not how it works at all. Stupid dummy. Yeah. Third world dumb.
You fucking dumb shit. So you know how...
Hot sauce is the best.
You know how...
Oh, Annie.
Do you know that he's got fans? Like sexy women are even fucking sending in videos?
Wait, what?
From Loosedale. Hey, Annie, you think that hot sauce is good and hot, baby? You need to try this cooter pooter. That's the best thing. Woo, baby. Yeah, try this cooter pooter. It's flat in a flat in a flat in a goddamn feather. I'm just telling you, baby.
Ooh, oh, wow. What a nice offer, Annie.
Yeah.
You going to try that footer cooter?
I don't even understand what that has to do with hot sauce.
Well, she's saying that, Annie, you think hot sauce is the best, but you haven't tried this pussy yet.
Yeah, her hot sauce is the best. It comes out of her pussy.
I mean, look, if she's as much of a fan as she says she is, then prove it, bitch.
Nice.
Hey!
Nice. That's what I like.
Prove it.
Way to go, Annie. Prove it's good.
Yeah, dog.
That's a good one.
Prove Annie, you really need to take a shit. You know you're black and you guys do your own thing, but you still have to shit.
Shit.
You're black.
Yeah. How's that going, by the way? You still shit once a month?
I smoke weed. And, oh, yeah, we haven't discovered this on this show, but yeah, we discovered on Dr. Drew weed makes me shit. So yeah,
what?
I'm smoking weed now. I shit more. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Is
that so,
upsetting or is that all right?
I mean, I'm smoking weed, so I don't think about it. That's kind of why it happens, because I'm thinking about it. So I'm obsessing about not doing it. That's why I don't do it. So
right.
The weed making me forget that shit, it's like kind of whatever, you know?
Cool. So you can like dissociate and shit. Like you're just not like
it's
fixated on it.
No, it's really, it's like when I am, I just am. I'm not thinking about it.
By the way, do you have a bidet?
No.
I think you would love
the way
that.
The way I sit, I don't think it would work.
I don't think, he doesn't cherish his bowel movements the way we do. Like I think he wants to get in and out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's such a cleansing experience, you know?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like, you know, the way I sit on a... On the rim, right?
He sits Asian style.
Yeah.
You stand on the rim.
I mean, I sit, but yeah, I crouch on it, I guess, yeah.
So, even at home?
Yeah. I mean, I only shit at home, so
right.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't sit on the actual seat.
Uh-uh.
Then you know we should get him? An Asian toilet. Have you seen, like, the ones in China? It's like a hole, and then they put the... Just Google Asian style toilet.
How are you going to just get me a whole toilet?
Easy.
No, like, you can't... I can't just install that
like
shit.
Like that. And you just squat.
Oh, right.
And you put your feet up there, and that way you're not having to put feet on a Western toilet. You could do that.
Oof. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
But that's how you're shitting now.
Nah.
It'd be safer. You could fall down.
So wait, don't you need to be a little elevated, though? Like, do you stand on a platform of some kind?
No. So my feet go on the rim of the toilet. You know what I'm saying? And then I just, like, my ass, like, kind of just droops over the toilet, and then I just kind of...
So you stand on the seat?
I mean, it's
not
standing.
Do you put the seat up?
Yeah. Wait. No. Seat's down.
Seat's down, yeah. But you're standing on the rim of the seat.
I mean, again, not standing, but yeah, like crouching. Like.
Right, but standing at first, right? And then squatting down? Your feet are on the ground.
My feet are not on the ground, correct.
Yeah, so you're standing and then squatting.
I mean, I don't need to... Sure. Yeah, semantics. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just, by the end of it, by the time I'm shitting,
you're doing that?
Yeah, like that, exactly.
That's how you shit?
Yeah.
I didn't really know that.
I mean, I don't put my hands up like that, dumb nigga, but yeah.
What does it say on this? And if it's saying to squat here, benefits of squat toilets.
Yeah, it's supposed to be natural.
It
straightens your spine or some shit, I don't know.
Well, also, I think it actually is, you know, human beings, obviously, we squatted onto the ground for hundreds of thousands of years.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Eastern world shits like this.
There you go.
So, there you go.
The craziest part is that no one taught me how to do that. That's just how I thought it should have been done. I don't know. I don't think anyone really showed me to do that. I think there was a time, you know what I think it was? I think there was a time, because I've always been super dehydrated, so I think there was probably a time where I was constipated as shit, and so I just needed to figure out how to get it out, and that was probably the only way that shit was coming out.
Because
you can't push the same.
Do you hydrate more now?
Hell no.
Why not?
I don't need to. I don't know.
You don't need to? I thought you just acknowledged that you just acknowledged that you're super, you said dehydrated. You really... You really punched the DE on that, but.
Elementary.
Yeah. Yeah. So true.
Elementary.
Yeah. But you're acknowledging that you're dehydrated, so you're not. You don't care then that you are.
I mean, well, actually, I was gonna ask Drew the next time he was in here what that actually does to someone. Like, if you're severely dehydrated,
I mean, it has a lot of effects.
But what risks? So I've been, but so like what? Because I don't feel those
associated with dehydration.
Because mm-hmm. I don't experience any crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, for your system, first of all, is going to be less flushed out. Like, water flushes the toxins in your system. So that's number one. Most people who are chronically dehydrated are going to have, they're going to have like headaches more than they even realize, more fatigued if you're dehydrated, especially if you exert yourself in any way.
Shit, I'm spazzy as fuck.
Well, your blood is made out of water. Well, your body's made of water.
Lubricates the joints.
Yeah, you need it.
Regulates body temperature, flushes body waste.
I mean, shit.
Maintain blood pressure.
That's yeah.
It makes me want to drink water now.
I discovered that recently, that I'm pretty sure that is the source of all my weirdness, is the being super fucking dehydrated all the time.
And
I
you think don't want to, but you have Christ. No desire to remedy that.
Nah.
Aren't you saying like contradictory things? This is the source of my issues. Also, I don't want to remedy it.
There's the conflict, is that I don't see them as issues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're
that's
just,
fair.
They're just things that have always been that way, but they don't bother me.
Okay, know? They don't bother you? All right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, now that I smoke weed, I don't think about it, so it,
how
it
much weed are you smoking?
Yes, Christina.
Any? Kiana, let me make one argument for you to drink more water. Have you heard of something called kidney stones?
Yeah, I don't get those.
Okay, not yet, but yeah, you're in your 30s, and this is when that stuff happens. I've had friends get kidney stones at, like, 32, from just drinking soda or not drinking water.
Brutal.
Though, like, if there's one, if there's just one reason, I would implore you. They're so painful, and you have to piss them out.
Right.
So you, that's a rock coming out of your dick hole, bruh.
But once it's out, though, that's it, right? There's no, like,
you're killed. I heard it's just,
yeah, but the people who, gnarly. If you start developing kidney stones at a young age, you're going to be prone to getting kidney stones. And that's going to be something you deal with on a regular basis if you stay chronically
and it's
dehydrated.
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 Yeah.
It's so painful as fuck, homie.
You don't want to be that.
You don't want that shit.
But to get them out, you just gotta laser that shit, right?
No, you have to piss. You have to
look
pass
at that. Look
them.
At those.
I thought you could laser it.
Look at those.
You can break that. You can break them up with a laser, true. But those jagged fucking things come out of your dick hole, bruh. And I'm telling you, I've heard from men that it is excruciatingly
look,
painful.
Google Segura basket. Yeah.
There you go, Tom.
Yeah. There you go. That is what my uncle invented to remove kidney stones. And that's going to go in your dick hole.
Yeah, but hold on. But that doesn't actually, they don't do that shit no more, right? Like, that's some that, ancient shit.
No, that's still, they're still in hospitals. There it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just pain, though, right? Like, it
I mean,
it isn't,
you're right in that it's not the most modern way now, but still.
I've had one, and it is the most painful experience I've ever had.
Oh.
Just letting you know.
There you go, Chad.
And you're on Team Chad, so think about that.
That's true. That's true.
Chad, how old are you when you had it?
I think I was 27.
Oh, how, wow. What caused it?
Dehydration.
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 How retarded.
Yes.
And hold on. So, Chad, are you now prone to them? Like, do you have to hydrate extra?
I do hydrate extra. I have had two of them, so I guess I am prone to them. Yeah, fuck. It was awful. I was like doubled over in pain. I like was throwing up from the pain. It was rough.
Don't do just all you gotta do is
all you gotta do
get some liquid IV, dude.
Oh no, because I think it's just pain. You know what I'm saying? Like it
you want to face the pain?
It passes. It's done. You know, whatever.
What's going on?
All you have to do is drink water.
Yeah, but it's like it's different. You know, now I gotta do some different shit. I ain't trying to change my life up like that just for pain. I ain't no pussy. You know what I'm saying? Just whatever. Bring it on. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
I like it. I like it.
Today I'm going to be teaching you how to use snails pronouns in sentences, so let's go. The reason that a person might want to use snails pronouns because this person might feel like a snail throughout this person's gender. That's okay. If anything, we should just be here to love and support this person that needs the comfort of hearing a pronoun. It's not hurting anybody, and it sure as heck is not hurting you. So please, for the love of all that is good in this world, just try to be more understanding of people.
Snails.
Retarded.
Hey, are you and Snail gonna go to the movie?
Snail and Tom
gonna go to the snail movie. It's so stupid.
What is happening, man? That's just...
She looks like a snail, though. She does.
I promise you that there are lots of neopronoun users out here. It's just there isn't a very comfortable space for people to use neopronouns. I don't even use neopronouns myself, but I know that neopronouns are valid and they are here to stay.
They're valid.
So let's just try to get comfortable with using neopronouns in sentences. Snail is such a wonderful person. Snail's smile is so contagious. In fact, I saw Snail make a whole audience smile. I think Snail should be very proud...
Okay.
Of snail self. Oh boy.
Yeah.
How much longer are we gonna have to endure this crap? What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, she's sweet at least. And I like
her.
She's
very
makeup.
Sweet. She'd be like the
She's cute.
But she'd be the first one to report you for a joke.
I know. She's the one flagging all my videos.
Totally.
She's like, it's harassment. You're not being respectful of snail self.
Oh.
It's
yeah.
a snail phobic.
Sorry. That's not how you should treat people.
Sorry to do that.
Yeah. The worst.
The worst.
I saw something super sad.
What?
It's actually, you know, sometimes you go like, hey, you laugh at stuff that you shouldn't laugh at.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
This is something that I saw that actually made me really sad. And I did not think to laugh at all. It's a McLaren on fire.
Oh, no.
Like, I've seen people fall off buildings and all laugh, but not a sweet supercar, you know?
No, I agree. It looks very expensive car. Oh.
That's way sadder than seeing somebody fucking...
A person?
Yeah.
Would you rather see a homeless person on fire or a McLaren?
Person.
Yeah, easily.
Every time, 10 out of 10.
10 homeless people or one McLaren.
Do you know how long it takes to fucking make one of these?
They're so good.
And how, like, what incredible performance you get out of one of these?
I know.
I can't tell because of the damage which one it is, but if that's like a 765, I would put a fucking a group of homeless people on fire before I put that. It's a 720S. They're phenomenal. They are phenomenal. Yeah. I'd tell you, I'd send four homeless people to the gallows before
I know.
Let a 720S
I know.
Catch on fire. Really sad.
I know. I'm sorry, babe. That affects you.
Yeah. You know, definitely. Now you know what I don't think is funny.
You know what's ironic, by the way, is all these moral crusaders, these cunts that report me on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
you get it a lot.
I get it almost every video I post gets flagged by the community.
Yeah.
I'm a really nice person. And I think you are too. Like, in real life, I think you and I have done...
They don't know the real you, though.
I am so fucking kind and nice to people.
Most people don't say I'm so fucking kind.
I'm so fucking awesome to peeps.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, the irony is, like, these monsters don't do anything for anybody, really. She just makes a video and thinks she's, you know, special.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucking snail lady.
Yeah.
Really? What have you done for the snail self community? Have you done anything to help these people?
Neo.
Gosh.
God. So, all right, let's see some more funny stuff. Okay. Ready?
Oh, no.
You seen this?
No, but...
Look.
Oh, is that...
That was crazy. That was in India. That was a...
Okay.
It's made the rounds, but it's a ride... In India, like this spinning saucer on a beam, and it malfunctioned. And I think there was a couple hundred people on that or something, and a lot of injuries, lots and lots of injuries. Funnier than the McLaren on fire.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you wonder whether people valued this.
Oh,
I know what happened.
What happened?
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
The car was still in drive or the e-brake was not on. What?
You almost got it. He with the screwdriver, made the car go from neutral to drive. He did it himself.
And the e-brake wasn't on to prevent.
Well, yeah, the e-brake was not on.
Fuck. It's hilarious. It's really good.
This one actually said that he didn't do so well afterwards.
That's cool. At least that baby got to see. Nice. And that kid behind him, too. Yeah, and the brother got to see as well. It's nice. It's good. Okay.
So, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right. How about something that's a little lighter? You want something lighter?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, football season's here. I've been enjoying that, watching the games.
You have been.
Yeah.
You love your foosballs.
Watching foosball, watching Formula One.
Formula One. Yeah. I have to say, I do love it when it football season. It is, as your dad would say, no talking till February for me and you. But it's a nice time in the home. I like it because I like the sound of the football. I like the words, the scrimmage and the thing. I don't know what they're talking about, but I like that you're watching it. It's very comforting.
It's very like it's Americana.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it, you know. It's just, it does remind me, it reminds me of being a kid. And,
yeah. And all the stupid songs, I like the dumb music.
It's football time! Yeah.
It's Monday night and we're gonna watch that football. Yeah. It's so stupid. Yeah.
It's pretty dumb.
It is pretty dumb. I remember they had a gigantic robot. Is that still happening on Monday Night Football? Oh, sometimes,
yeah, like animated, like, yeah, football thing.
So weird.
You know what is crazy is the numbers that, like, the people that watch that game. It is a fucking monster.
Which Latin's the best? Is it the Brazilians?
The Brazilians and the Argentines are the best.
At soccer.
Pretty much traditionally, yeah. They develop the most talent traditionally.
Now, why is that?
Two of the biggest Brazil is the biggest population by far of South America. Hmm. Soccer is also a religion in both countries.
Yeah.
And they've had some of the best players ever from both countries.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is fucking real crazy when they play soccer down there.
They love that stuff.
Even like the inner city matches are insane. We've played before a clip. There was a city match of two of the big clubs in Buenos Aires and they were like, fans were throwing bricks at the bus windows and cracking the windows.
That's awesome.
And they had to play the game outside of the city just to like play the game. People Jeez. Get fucking nuts down there. Yeah.
They love it.
You think you've seen like wild fans for, you know, big sports match, you know, games here in like baseball, football, basketball. And then you see soccer fans and you're like, oh, this is a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Real, real crazy. Yeah. That's like the whole city going. By the way, you know what the attendance was at the Italian Grand Prix? This is the Formula One race. It was 337,000 people.
Jesus.
Isn't that insane?
That's awesome.
That's like a fucking mid-market city in going to a race. So wild. I don't know if that's regular attendance, I think, but I just was like, holy shit.
The Italians?
Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know the Monza. Italians like their Formula One so much. I did not know.
Yeah, I mean the track, the circuit that has hosted the most races is Monza.
Wow.
Yeah.
Italians.
Yeah,
like
that is an incredible attendance for something.
I like that. That is incredible. Is that bigger than NASCAR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's pretty significant.
Ferrari. Nice goal. Ferrari.
They were super pissed. They were in the lead for a lot of the race. And then they got second because Verstappen.
The German beat them.
He's I think he's Dutch.
Oh.
Anyway. It's so many fucking people.
Oh. You gotta get into something, dude.
Yeah, I don't blame them. It's so fucking fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about
Which one?
Well, the note.
Yeah, I do want to talk about the note.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, as you guys know, we went on an all-expenses-paid luxury trip. After we did the live show, immediately the next day, to reward our remarkable staff, we went to Cabo.
Yeah.
Five-star resort. 5-star amenities. We paid for everything. We flew them private. Luxury, luxury, money, money thrown at them. And it was interesting. They while I all felt they were grateful, there was only one person on the staff who took pen to paper.
And said thank you.
And said thank you.
And who was that?
That person was Heather.
Yeah.
Wrote a thank you note. An old school thank you note.
It's a really kind, thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
Grateful.
Very kind.
Yeah. And because of that,
yeah,
Heather's going to be rewarded.
That's right. Good manners.
Good manners, yeah. Not like these fucking animals in the booth who are like, thanks, man.
Yeah. High five. Yeah. Unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, that was very classy of Heather to do
that. It certainly was.
Well, I mean, she's the girl on the staff. That makes sense. That
the girl's going to do the classy thing.
The manners.
Yeah.
I mean, a thank you note goes a long way.
It sure does. My mother put her told in a different light for me.
Me too.
Yeah.
She's number one right now.
If I was ranking the staff, yeah, Heather would be
number
one.
Oh, definitely. Heather's number one. A number one.
You'd be number 10.
Which one?
Native.
Yeah.
We don't even have 10 people.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
He's after the dead of the non-employees.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh?
Well, thanks, Heather.
Yeah, Heather, thanks. Thanks for acknowledging, you know.
Wait, can we also talk about what you told me?
Sure.
Go ahead. Why don't you tell them the story?
Okay.
All right, story time.
Story time.
We have sometimes during the week, a nice lady comes and helps clean the house.
Yes.
Nice Latin lady. And the other day, she just happened to, I was coming from working out. I walked in the bedroom, you know, I'm just coming from a workout. She happened to be in there cleaning and then she left. And I got this idea that I would tell you that she had spotted me nude. Right. And I was like, oh, and so when I saw you, I go, hey, you know, the cleaning lady, saw me naked and I apologized. And then she told me not to worry about it because her husband has a huge dick. And back in her native country, they call him El Burro, which is the donkey. And then she's like, it's so big. And she went into like those details and you were like, shut up. I'm like, no, seriously. And you're like, wow. And then later on, you're like, was that real? And I was like, yeah. You're like, the donkey? And I was like, yeah. And the reason I associated with that is there is a story one time in the news about a guy who had some enormous like growth on his penis.
I remember that guy.
And they called him El Burro in that like little village. Yeah. They called him the donkey. So I tied the two together. And anyway, yeah. Yeah, I just...
Well, no, not anyway, yeah, smileys. What happened told me the story on the phone. And I was like, no way, dude. She saw your fucking dick?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. And then I hung up and I thought about it. I'm all, the burro, that's a joke, homie. I'm like, he fucking got me. I was like, there's no way she came up with the burro. That's you. So I was like, are you telling me the truth? Are you telling me the truth? And you're like, yeah, babe, yeah. So I was like, all right, he doesn't lie to me. You're not really a liar, you know?
Yeah.
And then we went out to fucking dinner, bro.
Yeah.
And we just had a cocktail and we're both a little tipsy. And I was like, tell me the truth. Is the burro, is that real? And you were like, yes, babe. And I'm like, do you swear on my children's, like on their children's eyes? I made him swear on our children's eyes and he fucking did.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, I guess. I'm like, I guess this is a real story. And I started to really respect our cleaning lady because I'm like, that's really funny as shit. And like, how cool that she wasn't weird. And, you know, actually, I was going to talk to her about it and be like, dude, that's so funny. You saw my husband's dick. I was this close to telling her about it. And then I asked you one more time. I was like, wait, so that happened. And then you're like, oh, no, like you finally fessed up.
No, that's not how it happened. You didn't say that. No, the way I just told you, you were in New York. And I was like,
oh, yeah, I was at dinner.
You're like, I'm at dinner. And I go, you want a fun story to tell your friends at dinner? And you're like, what? And I go, yeah, that cleaning lady, El Burro thing is a joke. And you're like, yeah, well, lie.
I knew it, liar. Yeah. Well, now I don't trust anything you say to me.
Because of El Burro, the fucking...
17 years together, and whenever I go, you swear on the children's eyes.
Yeah, because, look, man, it negates the fucking fun of the story. If I don't get to sell the story...
Psycho. Babe, you've never crossed the line of...
Children's eyes?
You swore in our children's eyes.
All right, I take it back.
Take what back?
It really happened.
Yeah, I know. It's too late. That was last week, dude. You can't...
Yeah. She saw it, and she saw it when it was like a little peanut, too. And she was like, that's a bitty small pee-pee. And I was like, hold on a second. I actually went back in the closet, and I played with it, and I go, look, it grows.
I can't believe you lied.
Yeah.
You lied for days.
It was a fun story to sell. It was fun. I actually regret not keeping it going more because I think it would have been really fun if I came home and you were like, I told her that I thought it was funny that she saw your dick and she was like, what? And then you were like, the donkey? She was like, I'm sorry.
Well, I totally would have said it to her. I'm like,
I know.
I'm like, wait, tell me about your husband. He's got a big, big donkey dick.
She would have been like,
I would have 100% been like...
That would have been the end of seeing her at the house.
Oh, I know. I can't believe you lied to me for so many days. Hey, yeah. Don't think I fucking believe the poo pile either. I think I know that that's not true. Now that I know you're capable of lying to me.
That's 1,000% true.
It is not 1,000% true. And now I'm...
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You're totes lies.
I'm not.
You're all lies.
No. No, that really happened. The poo pile was...
You're such a fucking liar face. Dude, I have no lies from you. Do you know that?
So strange to see.
I have no lies. Hello, look at my, like, no even jokey lies.
Yeah.
17 years. No jokey lies.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you're a liar face and I don't trust you no more.
Okay.
Okay? You're okay with that?
Well, I'm just trying to tell you that, I came clean about the one that I made up. Thought it was a fun story.
Well, now our kids are going to go blind. Because you swore in our children's eyes.
I'm not.
It's on you. It's your fault. You're terrible.
You're that superstitious?
Well, of course. You were going to make it happen.
How would I make that happen?
You swore on their eyes, God was listening, and now it's done.
I'm taking the one kid to get his eyes checked today.
I know, and watch what they're going to say. His eyes were normal last time, and all of a sudden he's going blind. Did you lie to your wife?
It's because of your made-up story about your cleaning lady's big dick, sir. If the doctor says that, I will really be amazed.
I know.
Yeah, I got to pee so bad.
All right, go shit. Pee break.
Massage your little hole.
Your little hole.
You peed too.
I did. We peed together.
Double pee break.
Feel good. Ugh. Do you not pee break at all then, any? Like, do you pee during the day?
Not really. Sorry, I was switching cameras. No, not really. Not like, maybe like once. Yeah. And then I piss in the morning, I piss at night. That's about it. Yeah.
What color is your pee?
It's because he doesn't drink.
I know.
Yeah.
What color is your pee?
Sunshine?
Yeah.
Dude, it's probably like...
That's your body telling you, hey, I'd like some water.
Yeah, look on that. Bring up the hydration scale, like what color you're... You know, like, yeah. When you're on military bases, sure. They're always telling you what color your pee should be.
There's a hydration scale?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you look at the color, it's, the color is an indicator, essentially. You know? There you go.
I bet he's at an 8.
They should probably make a new level for me.
That's
damn.
Yeah, what color is yours? Yeah.
Bring it up all the way. Okay.
I mean,
I'm gonna say it's probably the one before the last one. I'm not brown.
Holy shit.
It ain't brown.
But the one before the last one?
Wait. Yeah. This one?
Yeah, before the last one though. The last one's like brown as fuck, you know what I'm saying? This is like just dark yellow.
Yeah, that's unhealthy. It says extremely dehydrated.
Dehydrated.
Ooh. Extremely.
So what?
Fucking, who cares?
Y'all ain't shit. Tell that piss. Hey,
what's up?
What's up, piss?
What's up, dehydration? Yeah. I dare you to do some shit. What up,
dang.
Can't yeah. Me.
I mean, that's kind of crazy because some of those yellows I've made, and I didn't realize I was dehydrated when I was making it that yellow. Like mildly yeah. Dehydrated is bright yellow.
Yeah, I mean, also though, damn. it can be influenced by, you know, like vitamins and supplements. Those yeah. Will usually give it a real.
Oh, Vitamins will make them bright yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that'll pass also.
It's so startling. I started taking vitamins recently and yeah. You're like, yeah. And you're like, oh. It's like when you eat beets.
Beets and you're like, I have stomach cancer. Yeah. Yeah.
So fucking weird.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so excited that Sam the tailor reached
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Yeah. Dog.
Yeah. He has been, what's it called? We messaged each other.
Yeah.
And then we talked on the phone. Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
He's great.
Yeah. We're going to do a suit for sure.
He said he'd do one for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah. He was trying to see what he said. Oh, Rosh, there is. So he gave me this email and he said, thank you for featuring me. I love what you both did. Make a suit for both you and Christina. Send me your measurements. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
It's very exciting. Yeah.
I found something out about him, by the way.
What's that?
If you notice, I scrolled down his page because I was curious. Every time I watch his videos, I'm like, bro, I want to fight this man, and I'm not even there. How is he getting away with this? Like, what black dude is going to check him? Scroll down his page. You will find not one black man. You will find plenty of white people, Asian people, Indian people, no black dudes. The only black dude I found was like months ago, and it's his own video. He's like by himself. So like he must have given him a script to like say whatever he wanted to say.
You mean there's not a lot of black customers there? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that I think when he gets a black customer, he probably says, hey, I'm going to do this like video or whatever. It's going to be, and they're like, no.
Oh,
fuck
right.
That.
Because
I'm
black not, dudes don't play that shit. No. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're learning a lot about black people. So black people don't like ranch. You learn that.
Mayonnaise.
And they don't like homosexual joking.
Yeah, that's a longstanding thing.
Yeah.
Most socially, like as a kid. College, when like white dudes are the gayest, when like white jokes, like they're so gay in college, black dudes were always like,
no.
Like, we're not doing that.
No.
Yeah. That's pretty, that was pretty universal. And like, well, actually in like hip hop, all the lyrics changed. Like it used to be like openly more like, fuck that gay shit. And now it's like, you can't really say that. That's but it used funny. To be very, it used to be pretty aggressively. I wouldn't even say homophobic. I would say like, like hateful.
Yeah.
In the 80s, definitely.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, we don't play that shit. Yeah, definitely.
You don't like gay shit.
No, gay shit was not, you know. Oh, it's not celebrated.
You got that beautiful mouth. Yeah,
not yeah. Like here at your mom's house.
No, your mom's house is way more inclusive.
Yeah. You know who I was thinking about the other day? It was Uncle Terry. And, you know, he's haunted me again. Just the idea of the audacity of that man.
Oh, yeah.
To shove stuff in his butt and make videos of him. It was just like,
yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, so that was the dude, if you don't know who we're talking about, he would do like sex toy, you know, reviews.
Yeah.
Sex toy reviews. He'd be like, I just got this butt plug that vibrates, and you put your dick in this guy, another guy puts his dick in the other end, and then you stare at each other and come. but he would like try them out, and he'd be like, oh, and he would just like come on camera. He'd be like, this one's cool. And then he did a number of those. I got it. Yeah, we named him Terry.
Yeah, Uncle Terry. He's the reason McDonald's fired us, though.
Yes. And then it was so bizarre that Netflix had a series come out. I think it was about scams or something. It was like one of those, you know, like documentary style things. And he is featured just like as a regular dude talking about some type of like scam. And everybody was like, this is the guy. And it was, and somebody, we tried to get in contact with him. Somebody somehow had his email.
Oh my God.
But I think he was like, I'm good. I mean, he probably made those videos 15 to 20 years ago. Because some of them were, they were definitely dated. They looked old, maybe more than that. They might have been made like 30 years ago.
So bizarre. Well, I saw the cum hug couple Remember the ones that are like, oh, we yeah. go to seminars. I saw them on some other reality show randomly.
About
as a
that
couple.
Or no?
No, not even about, nothing to do with that. They were just, you know, I guess those people want to be in the limelight. So yes. they'll like seek out these weird opportunities to
yeah.
be a part of stuff. But so funny. You know, we discovered this talent first.
Yeah.
It's like, we've broken so many stars on Your Mom's House.
Having Terry on would have been the shit.
That would have been amazing.
He fucking... He was so, like, happy in those videos.
So okay. so
I feel like those were probably done on VHS. And then, like, they just, I don't know, probably got passed around or something.
Yeah, and I remembered, yeah, and look how well this lit. Like, that's daylight, so his window
is
open.
Also, that is, you would say that's at least. Well, here's the funny thing. We found this one first, and then somehow we found one that was, like, way older than this. But, yeah, play this.
And I'm here to do a little video. I wanted to use this butt vibrating toy that I bought, this new one, and I thought I'd try that in. And then I also wanted to try this double-ended fuck sleeve that has this, like, massive bullets.
Try it, yeah.
Yeah, and he's stroking his dick
he's
already talking
stroking
about it.
His dick.
Yeah.
And he's not hiding. Again, this is like daylight. He's not using, right. this isn't nighttime. The curtains are drawn.
I'm pretty sure his feet are like up on
yeah.
the desk too.
We just, windows open, facing yeah. the backyard, hopefully.
He's
yeah.
like, I,
yeah, it's so crazy.
I'm going to show you this thing. I'm going to review it.
Just what a free spirit.
Yeah.
So open. Just
and then he
so
tries
free.
It and he nuts so fast. He's like, damn. And that is supposed to be a double-headed one. You're
oh.
yeah.
open in one end.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. He's like.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have something in his ass right now, too?
Yeah, he's got a butt plug
in his
ass.
He's got the butt plug in his ass.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, fuck, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Ah! Oh! Oh!
And like.
Damn it.
Not even his face. Like, he can't even move the camera to see his face.
Listen, every guy's been there, man.
Damn it.
you don't want to, and then you do. You pop too fast. Well, no, I think we did this.
Oh, we cut his head off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did we? Oh, because
yes.
it was a wide shot.
It was. It was a wider shot before. I think I remember having a conversation about this, about like, we can't play this. And it was like, punch in.
Uncle Terry.
Yeah, we named him Uncle Terry.
God, was there, I want to say there's like a cat in the background too at one point. Right? Like,
and the funny thing was, we actually found a video of him reviewing something. I'm serious. It was like from the 80s. There
oh,
it is.
Oh my gosh.
So he was, this is something he's been doing for a while.
Looks great there.
Yeah, let's see.
Hi there. My name's Pete.
Pete.
And today I'm going to be demonstrating a new toy that I got. And the cool thing about it is it incorporates a power drill and a fleshlight and your hard dick.
That is cool.
Zinger.
That's the cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is this is VCR.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look how old that thing is. That's like the first dick pump ever made. That's yeah. the first
fleshlight. Use the cordless.
Jesus. Savage. I wonder if he hated the fact that that's supposed to be a vagina.
I know.
So like,
Look how I'm almost afraid to put that on my penis. You know what I mean? Because it's
well,
so
that's
intense
pretty intense. Yeah.
And massive. That could really rip it off, don't you think?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You get a really fun toy. This is pretty fucking amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cinnamon is a priceless. And I just had a really good time. Take care.
Yeah, he's just,
yeah,
that's his
this
jam.
Is what he does.
Makes him hard to make these instructional videos. I'm going to try out a toy
I'm
for
reviewing.
You today.
He was unboxing before unboxing was a
yeah,
thing.
So
you know?
True.
He's like, I got this new fucking Samsung Galaxy. You guys want to see it?
That's exactly what this
yeah.
is.
And he just gives a thumbs up. He's rating stuff.
I mean, if he could do this on a platform like TikTok or Instagram
yeah.
where he reviews sex toys, it would kind of be a good lane.
Yeah.
If he could keep this up consistently.
I think, though, I mean, obviously, though, that's old as fuck.
I know. He originated this. He's right.
He's probably like, how old do you think he is in that one? Late 20s?
Yeah.
right? Maybe 30. And that's probably 30. He's probably a 60-year-old man now. You know?
Who better to review sex toys? Experienced lover.
Yeah, it's true.
Gosh, what a legacy to leave behind.
What a beautiful fucking... Yeah. Dude, you gotta, we gotta find the Netflix thing that he was on. I fucking forget what it was.
Yeah.
But it was... Oh. Is that it?
OMG.
Okay.
Right? I gave him 100, he gave me 20 back. And once we got inside the club, we looked at the money and the friends that we're meeting was like, no, this is fake.
After only a mile, the meter was like 4 times what it should have been.
That's him.
So right away, I just told the driver, just stop, we'll get out and pay. Not a big deal. We pull out a 50, and then he starts giving us change. One of the bills that he gave us was a 10. That was a false note.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Oh. That's such a good cut. That is such a good edit. Now, if Netflix had done that, they'd have it'd be the number one show.
Number one.
They'd be like, we just canceled Stranger Things. Yeah. We got this crazy viewership on this video.
Who's the guy next to him? You think that's his lover?
I don't know. It's either his lover or his dad. I think it's his dad.
You think his dad knows about the videos?
Nope.
God, yeah. It'd be so embarrassing if your dad found your fucking...
If the producer right then was like, hey, is this you? And he shows him. And their dad's like, oh, Pete, what is this? It's like, I told you, I review toys.
Look how normal God. He looks. I mean, you would never know.
But if I saw him, I would go like this.
I know. I'm like, you're a star in our world.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So
it's a star.
I'm going to be... reviewing some stuff today.
So disgusting. It's a
fucking animal, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real savage, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How liberating. Could you imagine being that free?
Yeah, it's gotta
be great.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
There's just some people that have that, you know, that like lack of.
And before the internet, I mean, he was truly doing that before it was cool.
And it actually, I think it's cool that he doesn't have shame.
Yeah,
about that,
of course.
You know,
well, and who? I mean, who's he hurting? He's
nobody.
Only amusing us and the millions of people watching this. And
yeah,
doesn't hurt anybody.
Doesn't hurt anybody.
Unless you know, I don't know. I don't think he's doing. Oh, anything.
Hey.
Oh. Same kind of guy.
That guy's really cool.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with the snot vids.
How come?
I don't know. I don't like it when it goes near his mouth, I think.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
How about this one? This is fun, actually.
Move forward, but not coming from the government per se, but the premier. It's coming from the health sector. Ah! Holy Christ. I just swallowed a bee. Oh, my Holy God. Christ. I knew that little bugger. Oh.
Drown him.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. He fucking swallowed a bee, dude.
Yeah, on camera. It's pretty great.
Fuck, that was rad. I mean, what else do you do? You just go on. Show must go on. And you're like, I just fucking swallowed a bee.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He was a boss about it. He's like, yeah. He knew what it was right away. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I've swallowed a
lot. That is Rob Ford's brother?
Oh. Wow. Wow. I swallowed a wasp once when I was a kid.
Really?
It flew into my mouth.
A wasp?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was really scary, and I swallowed it, and they're like putting popsicles down my throat and stuff, because, yeah.
What?
It's gnarly. Yeah.
Popsicles?
Yeah. Because, like, I guess I was swelling up from it.
Oh, my God.
I'm allergic. I didn't know I was allergic to bees until recently.
What are you talking about?
So, when we lived in the Valley River, I got stung by a bee here,
mm-hmm.
and I just ignored it, and then it swole up. It's got real swollen. And I was like, I just think I should go to the emergency, remember? And I went to the ER, and the guy's like, oh yeah, you're allergic to bees a little bit there. And they gave me some stuff, and that was it. So yeah.
You don't have an EpiPen or anything?
No. That's for pussies. I'm fine.
You sound just like Annie. You're fucking talking to Annie too much.
I know. I guess I should really investigate that, yeah?
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
You should be somebody that...
I know, right?
You should be stung by a bee and just, you know.
Sweating like a black man.
You know? You should be nervous.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to talk to the doc about that one. Whoops. And like when after that flew down my throat as a kid, I was so terrified of bees for forever and ever. And then when I got stung after that, I kind of didn't care anymore.
That's insane.
I know.
I had no idea.
I know. I should really look into an EpiPen.
Yeah.
Any? Should I just ignore it?
That's what I'm talking about. You made it this far, haven't you?
I have made it this far. You know, dude. Because what if I got stung by two bees? Then I would be fucked. I think I would have problems.
Totes.
Yeah, totes for sure. I got fully fucking aided, dude.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, yes. Bitch, here I go. Bitch, here I go. She got fired from her job at McDonald's.
I know.
That girl.
McDonald's has let us down so many times.
One of the first TikTok stars, you know?
Where you going?
What the fuck?
Big yawn. Big, see those teeth? Wow, just Timbo.
Hands in the mouth. Lions and leopards.
Big teeth.
Boops.
Boopy. Boop.
Just touching fangs.
Give me a little boop on the nose.
Oh, arm in the mouth. That's cool with her little hair tie.
I mean...
That thing could just chomp down. All gone.
Murder you.
Bye-bye.
So fast.
There goes your arm.
She's like, not this little guy. I've been with him since he was a cub.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Siegfried and Roy. Siegfried and Roy.
I'm riding my Palomino pony through the planetary systems looking for a space cowboy. Me. Me.
I know that would upset you.
You think you could become this woman?
Yeah, actually, I do. I feel a kinship. I do. I feel like when I get her age, it's going to be off the rails.
Yeah,
it's going to be five dogs.
I can see you doing that.
Hey, I'm in the astral plane. 100% crazy town. Yeah. Yep.
Draco, you are hot, baby. You're sexy. I'm not lying to you. I'm not but you. You're sexy, babe.
I think he thinks that was just going to one person. I don't think he understood the point of the talk. You're sexy, babe.
I'm not lying to you.
I'm not lying to you, babe.
Hey, I got a singing telegram for you.
Oh, boy.
Your sister Rose is dead.
That was pretty great. Hey, there you go.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy.
See, gots have fun.
That was a real fun one.
That was
one.
A good one.
Hey, I got a singing telegram for you. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum. Your sister Rose is dead.
It's pretty amazing.
That is pretty great. Yeah.
Yeah. Super funny, right?
My husband and I have been non-monogamous for 12 years, and in that time period, we've had two phases of monogamy. The first phase of monogamy was when we were pregnant with our first child.
Yeah.
We were moving cities. We were super excited to be parents, and I think that we never even planned it. We sort of woke up one day and realized, whoa, we've been monogamous for over a year now.
Oh, a whole year with a kid.
The second phase of monogamy was actually my husband asking me to be monogamous for a period of time. I was having a lot of fun and going a little bit wild and probably dating a few too many people. It was starting to create distance between myself and my husband. And so he said to me he wanted me to tone it down. And then I didn't. I actually didn't tone it down when he asked me to. And then he asked me to have a period of monogamy. And we discussed it. And I wanted to have time to kind of say goodbye and close off the relationships that I had started.
Plural.
It was what I needed and felt like it was fair to the people I was seeing. And then we took a phase of monogamy to really kind of focus on us again and make sure that we were super stable. Because for us, the only way that non-monogamy works is when our foundation is really strong.
It's very sweet.
Well, it's nice that they took that whole year off when they had their child.
Yes.
Because that's like, ugh, pregnancy. It's probably not as fun swinging when you're pregnant or being non-monogamous.
Yeah.
And then a whole year.
It's a long time.
So that infant was like 6-7 months old. Ugh, boring.
God, I got to get out there.
Got to get out there when you have a tiny baby. It's
then
like,
she goes, and then he asked me, and then I ramped it up.
Yeah.
I actually didn't. Yeah.
How would you feel?
At the end here, these eyes look like, I don't know. There's something, you know what I mean? Like there's something like.
It's not normal.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say.
Is this what a page is all about too? Is it called like the Polly page or something?
Oh, yeah, of course. This is the best.
What's that? What's her handle?
Openly committed. As an insanity.
Yeah.
She's committed. Yeah, I mean, would you be upset if you asked me to,
for a period of monogamy?
And then I ramped it up instead?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, I thought I asked you.
And then we said we're just going to fuck each other now.
Yeah, and you were like, no. I feel like actually, you know, really getting out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, as a mom too, like when you have tiny children.
Yeah, it's not what you're thinking about.
Sex is usually not the top of the.
She went a whole year.
A whole year, you guys.
She's like, yeah.
She's like, it just kind of happened. Well, yeah. Well,
you know what they say? Same strokes to,
everybody's
for everybody.
The same.
Everyone's the same. Yeah.
I thought that was fucking amazing. Yeah.
I think it'll be weird for the kid one day to be like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
What were you doing?
Yeah, like, don't make a fucking TikTok about it.
Yeah, exactly. At least, like, keep it under wraps.
Just be shameful. Just be quiet.
Quiet down, Mom.
Yeah, you don't want everybody knowing.
Why did you always put it out there? How much you fucked? It's so crazy.
I know.
There's an open record of this shit? That's what he'll be like. Why did you have to make videos about it? And she was like, I just, it's how I expressed myself.
I hope it's not a boy.
I knew I was going to prison, and I was scared. I had no idea what to expect
this
or
cool.
how to prepare.
This good.
I remember literally looking it up on the internet, like how, what to expect when you go to prison, and I couldn't find anything. And I still don't know if there's a whole lot of it, so I'm just going to go ahead and share with you guys how to prepare for prison and what to expect when you go.
Ready?
What to expect when you're expecting time. Wean yourself off of caffeine, because if you go in there and you have no caffeine whatsoever, you're going to have the killerest headache. You need to have somebody on the outside who is there to like be your person, because you can't do anything in prison. You're completely powerless. You need to have somebody on the outside who can like come to the computer and see what your estimated release date is, what your parole date is. So have somebody lined up on the outside. You're going to need money on your books. So it would be great if you could save up a little bit of money. I would say $100 minimum, so that as soon as you have an account, like an inmate account, that they can go ahead, this person that you've elected to be your person, they can go ahead and put your money on your books. So go ahead and get comfortable with being completely naked in front of a lot of people. It's gonna happen. Kind of just get it out of your head and even think about it. You know, like it's just something I gotta do. And trust me, nobody is going to be looking at your fat rolls or like back hair and judging you. Like everybody is just kind of thinking about their self and how they look. So no worries. If you wear contacts or glasses, go ahead and go in with glasses on, because they will let you keep your glasses. This is really optional, but if you have like completely dyed hair, it's going to grow out very uneven. So maybe like go back to your base color. Start memorizing phone numbers. Yeah, no cell phone. You have any like dental issues, like a sore tooth or something, or a cavity you've just been putting off, get that taken care of pronto before you go into prison. If you smoke cigarettes, stop. Do what you can to get off the cigs. Oh my God. Stay tuned for part two.
I mean, pretty and damn informative. First of all, I'm surprised there's no coffee in prison. I did not know that it was a caffeine-free environment.
That's like a you know, primo thing that people learn to, you know, make in their cells, like on the DL. Like they get coffee packets and, the, you know, it's like a premium thing.
I would learn how to do that first and fucking foremost.
Coffee?
I would die without coffee. Everything else, dental work, don't care.
Yeah.
Fucking, I don't care if I don't get a Fritos. But coffee?
Yeah.
Dude, take alcohol, but not my coffee.
Coffee's rough to live without.
Yeah, yeah. Dog. But then again, you don't need to get jacked up in prison.
That's true.
To do what?
But you don't get to like sleep in. They wake people up. So that kind of sucks.
I think that's interesting to get your dental work done.
Smart. That's good advice. This is really good for if you're about to go to prison, I would listen to what she said.
And to get money on your commissary, because that's...
Money on your cum...
That's
the
huge.
Hair one was great for women, you know, get your color back or your base color.
But I didn't realize that with commissary. Yeah, because you need your basics. And if someone hasn't put money on your books, you're fucked. You can't get like anything, dude. Soap, probably toothbrush.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to these ladies. They should at least make the ladies' prison nicer, right?
Yeah.
Do they do that? They should get dental work. That sucks. These poor people.
Guys, my boyfriend came over together with his friends, and I am making them this stew, but I don't know if I should add pepper or rice. Guys, please let me know in the comment section. What do you think?
This is a woman with has like 12-inch nails, and one of them has a fork attached to it. Yeah. One of them is a fork.
Yeah, it's a fork. Yeah. She's got a fork nail.
Fork nail.
Her middle finger's a fork.
Yeah. This is so insane.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
No, me neither.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never... Look, I've seen
super
a lot of stuff.
Super long nails really just put me off, though. They make me so uneasy.
They're so dirty, I think, under it.
Getting all that grime under your nails all the time.
Yeah. And you can't type, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
It's testicle time. Let's get right to it. Cut that shit in half. And then the meat comes right out and you just...
I just got the chills.
It's so easy, guys. It's so easy. Just squeeze it out like this.
Oh, fuck. Boom. I just got the chills.
And this is all he does, right? Because we watched him eat brains before.
Yeah, last week was brains, and now he's into testicles. And, I mean, I guess he likes it. He looks fit, right? It's pretty gnarly for me, but...
Yeah. I don't have a desire for that.
No. I don't, you know, I don't mind cooking stuff. Like,
Would you eat balls?
If they were seasoned, if they were cooked and seasoned properly, you can eat anything that's cooked and seasoned.
What if they belong to twins?
The Winklevoss twins? Yeah. You got it. Yeah. Army Hammer's balls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lamb fries, Rocky Mountain oysters. Yeah, you know, people eat everything, man.
You tried them?
I would have them if they were presented like this. I'd try it out.
Yeah, fried.
But, I mean, if it's like I had to cut them out of the sack, I think I'd pass.
Fuck that, dude.
That was rough.
But honestly, eating anything raw
raw's
like that.
Kinda, yeah. The raw brains is equally insane.
Yeah.
It's just fucking eaten.
Did you ever eat brains before?
I don't think so.
I've had tongue. Peruvians don't eat brains?
They might, but I mean, I don't remember having it. I've had heart. You know?
I like heart. Yeah. I like chicken hearts, actually. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom used to make cow brains for me, breaded, and I didn't know what they were for the longest time. And I asked one time. She told me, and I was like, oh, never eating this shit again. I was about 7 years old. And I was like, I'm done with cow brains, dude. How the fuck you feed me this for 7 years, dude? She didn't tell me.
You say it like that, fucking bro, dude.
So now, but I was like, what?
Fucking done with this shit, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I was all, what, dude? I was all, nah.
Hey, y'all. Let me show you why we saved empty toothpaste containers in prison.
You're really into this prison shit.
It's amazing. I like prison. It's interesting.
Empty toothpaste containers in prison.
I don't want to go there, but.
Okay.
I just think it's interesting when people survive like this.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this bitch, dude.
What did she make?
You'll see.
This is a shower head is what it is. So in prison, the showers, the water just kind of, it's very weak flow and it kind of just shoots everywhere. So you can't really even rinse shampoo or conditioner out of your hair without using one of these. So this is contraband. So officers can take this away and they can even write you a disciplinary case for this because contraband is anything altered from its original form. Most officers didn't really care about these, though. All right. See y'all later.
She seemed like a nice lady.
They always do.
It's always so funny.
They always do.
Like when you see, you go, could I imagine this person? And then you go, I don't think of this person as a prison type. And then you learn she's like, well, it was assault. It was
aggravated assault. Yeah. You don't know what the fuck you're looking at. It's always the one that looks normal, too.
This is B activation light language. There's a minute 40 of this left.
You don't feel happier listening to this, watching this? I actually feel happier when I watch these light language videos. You feel nothing. Wow. This is more focused bee energy now.
Yeah, I'm scrubbing through this.
Well, now the hive is full. You found the queen bee. Calmer bee energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing.
Thank you. I'd rather watch somebody eat testicles for an hour.
All right.
So recently I've been getting a lot of comments. You guys are very concerned that my ears are going to snap. I'm not sure if you're saying that because you're genuinely concerned or you're just trying to kind of be an asshole. But it doesn't work that way. They're super healthy. I've been stretching them for 15 years. They're not going to just snap. I promise. The people whose ears snap take really bad care of them. And while I appreciate your concern, I've been doing this for a really long time, and I know what I'm doing. It's been over half my life that I've been doing this. And you never really know because people change their minds all the time, but I do feel as though my point of regret is way behind me. If that were to happen, I think it would have happened by now.
Yeah.
This makes me happy and gives me confidence, and I'm not hurting anyone.
Good. All right, on to the next one. Oh, for fuck's sake.
You don't feel happier? You don't feel happier?
No.
I feel happier.
Really?
Yeah,
like you like when you come across this?
I do. The original light language lady I found, it works. I would feel her vibes and I'm like, I don't know why, but I enjoy it. She'd be like, I'm like, all right. I want to hate it, but I can't. Dude, those chicks' ears are fucking wild.
So if you ever want to talk about your fucking sentimientos like and shit like that, guerra mi fun. Because I'm more ravation, fun. Like, people look at me and they're like, she's more ravation.
I love her so much.
She's awesome. She's rad.
Serio-like.
Serio.
Serio-like.
I wonder if she would date a white boy, you know?
She would if you were about her.
Are you obsessed with me?
Are you obsessed?
Yeah.
Are you about to be obsessed?
Yeah, yeah. I'm
Serio. Girl.
Serio.
Yeah. About to be obsessed.
Mordi bitch.
She's so rad.
So cool.
good times.
All right, Gene. We got to wrap this up.
All right, jeans.
It was fun.
It was good times.
Good times. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. Go see Christina P on tour. See me on tour. Check out the store, store.ymhstudios.com. And we will see you guys in 2 and 2.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Guys, he, him. I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload.
Please do not use gender language to address everyone. Please do not use gender language to address everyone. Please do not use gender language to address everyone. Please do not use gender language to address everyone.
Fresh and ready to go.
Thank you, comrade.
If we want to defeat capitalism, we are going to need a party that will organize working people to fight for the demands that we want and to win socialism.
Thank you, comrade.
I want a. We're all fresh and ready to go.
Thank you, comrade.
I want AIM.
We're all fresh and ready to go.
Thank you, comrade.
I want AIM.
We're all fresh and ready to go.
Thank you, comrade.
I want AIM.
Thank you so much.